live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
You may have heard Ro Khan had Emilio Estevez on, I don't know, last week, wasn't it?
Well, are we giving the honest answer
sure.
or the showbiz answer?
Well, let's do both. I was last week on the air, and Emilio Estevez was in town to promote a new movie called The Public.
I think he was in town a couple weeks earlier, and they had recorded it.
What?
I know. That's the showbiz answer.
My friend Ryan Dowd from Hesed House in Aurora was doing a bunch of the publicity with Emilio. It involves not necessarily the Hesed House homeless shelter, but homeless folks, and Ryan is one of the leading advocates in the country for the homeless and trying to fix the problem. And he joins me now because I asked him to. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I'm good. And yourself?
Doing fine. How's your lovely wife?
Oh, she's fantastic. Chrissy's fantastic. She says hi.
All right, great. And how are things at Hesed House?
I mean, they're good. You know, we haven't ended homelessness yet, so it could be better. But Hesed House as an organization is doing well. We won't be happy until we get the shutdown because we're not needed anymore.
One of the things I learned from Ryan a long time ago was the depth of homelessness. Like every morning, there are families with kids, and the kids get up and go to school, and they come back to the shelter because they're living their lives. And there's people that get up and they go to jobs. And they come back. So they have a job, or the kids go to school, but they don't necessarily have a home. And that's just part of it. And there's also folks who are really down on their luck that don't have that.
Yeah, homelessness has changed pretty dramatically in the last 30 years, much more towards people with employment, much more towards women, much more towards children than it used to be back in the 80s. So it's an evolving issue.
So I wanted to make sure that you had an opportunity to promote this movie, The Public, from Emilio Estevez. I know you believe in it, and I think it's going to be important for people to see it, and I hear it's a great film.
It is a fantastic film. I think part of the people think, oh, it's a movie about libraries and homelessness. That sounds important, but it doesn't sound interesting. It's actually a really, really good movie. It's surprisingly funny, which that's the most common comment people make when they walk out of there was, I didn't expect to laugh so much, which is not surprising for me because working with homeless individuals all the time, they have a great sense of humor. And so it's actually not surprising to me, but it is to a lot of people who see the movie. It's just a funny, sweet, fun movie.
All right. So the backstory on this was, did it take place in Cincinnati?
So they filmed the whole thing in Cincinnati. It's set in Cincinnati. It's very, very Cincinnati-centric.
Right. So this was but it's based on a true story, I guess, right?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not. I thought it was.
There's different elements that are pulled from truth. There are like a couple different like lawsuits that happen in real life and are kind of mirrored. And there's some different things like that, but it is not a true story.
But it's a blend.
It's fictionalized. It's a blend of various different things. I mean, any one of the pieces is pretty much happening in our country somewhere, but all of it together is a fictionalized account.
And why is the library piece important here? Because it's going on around the country, I know.
Yeah, libraries increasingly around the country are struggling with their role to be a public space where that means serving the entire public, everyone from people who are experiencing homelessness to multimillionaires and everyone in between. And that's an increasing theme for libraries that they're having to try to adjust to and figure out what that means, which is how I got connected. I had written a book called The Librarian's Guide to Homelessness that Emilio heard about and actually reached out over Facebook, of all places.
How about that? Well, you know, you're so hard to reach otherwise. But in the meantime, explain why that's so important to people, aside from the fact that homeless folks sometimes need to come into the libraries to stay warm. Because some of these communities are telling the libraries, we're going to shut it down, right?
Yeah, libraries are under assault all around the country for lots of reasons. There's this misconception that nobody goes to libraries, which is really funny to me because I spend a lot of time working in libraries around homelessness, and every time I go to a library, it's packed with children doing programming and families coming in there for various things. The role of libraries is definitely evolving away from exclusively a repository of books and more towards a community center where the community gathers for tons of different stuff. But in that transition, a lot of people have this misconception that libraries are just irrelevant anymore, and that's just not the case.
And the fact is, it's not just a situation where it's a homeless shelter without a name. It gives an opportunity for folks to come in and benefit from it. And the book that you wrote about it gives libraries really a guideline and a guidebook, if you will, on how to handle it, right?
Yeah, to kind of help them understand the homeless population, how best to work with the homeless population. Yeah.
So what do people need to know? I mean, we have librarians listening right now.
It's like a 250-page book, but I'll sum it down into you know, 5 words or so. Part of it is just helping individuals to understand what people experiencing homelessness are going through. That there's, you know, the people are exhausted. If you're homeless, you're exhausted. You're stressed out of your mind. And so when someone might, sneak a little nap in here or there, any one of us, if we were homeless, we would need a nap too, because it is just so bloody exhausting. And it's a lot of other things like that, where it's helping people, middle-class professionals, to understand people who are experiencing homelessness so they can have greater empathy. Because if you have greater empathy, just everything goes better.
What do you think people need to do to get that? I mean, is it a character thing for the rest of us, or is it we just don't like to think about how unpleasant someone's life might be?
Comes down to a lack of familiarity. If you don't ever interact with somebody experiencing homelessness, it's easy to form this narrative in your mind as to who they are and how they got there, and create this kind of caricature of the person that is largely not based in fact. But when you actually talk to someone who's homeless and you go, oh, wow, your favorite movie is Young Guns, my favorite movie is Young Guns, and start to realize that humanity there, but that requires some interaction. And that's why I think libraries in particular are so important, because it's one of the last institutions in our country where all the different socioeconomic classes come together in one singular place, because it's not like anywhere else. You don't have to spend any money there. And so people in poverty, people in the middle class, people in wealth can all come together. And our country desperately needs more places like that, where all the different socioeconomic groups can come together in one place.
You know, my son Ross, who I know you know, brought up a very simple thing, too. When you greet people, especially on the street here in Chicago, stop for a second. Ask them their name. It personalizes the encounter, and it gives them an opportunity to be a person.
Yeah. People ask me all the time, should I give to panhandlers? And my answer is basically that's a personal decision as to whether you give money. I would not judge you either way. But regardless of whether you give money or not, make some eye contact, smile, say good morning, how's it going? And you can do that even if you don't give money. Because that act of humanization is, in my opinion, far more important than the the $2 you might have in your wallet.
Right.
I think, Ryan, what you pointed out, too, that's important, is that what we have a generic picture of what a homeless person looks like isn't what a homeless person looks like. There's people that are homeless that we don't even know are homeless that look just like us. Our kids go to school together, but then they don't have a place to sleep when they leave. You know, it's not, the stereotype isn't what the reality there.
Yeah. Well, at Hesed House, we get 92% of the people here out within 1 year. So, and we get 50% of them out within 2 weeks.
That's incredible.
And so the vast majority of people are not actually homeless for very long, and they certainly don't fit our stereotypes of homelessness.
And I know, speaking of Hesed House, on the website you have a list of urgent need items that people need: washcloths, men's deodorant, dryer sheets, reading glasses, alcohol-free cough, cold and cough medicine, cough drops, large body wash, eye drops, sleep aid, Benadryl, Orajel, alcohol-free mouthwash, and a double-bladed razor. So people can drop those off by you.
It's not
absolutely,
just,
yes.
It's not just cash, in other words. You can donate needs.
And Hesed is HESEDHOUSE.org.
Correct.
Ryan, you're a good man, and the movie comes out when? I don't have an opening date here.
It came out last Friday, so it's out. People should go see it. Go see it this week.
Go see it and support it. And thanks to Emilio Estevez, who I hope you found out found him to be a good guy. That was my experience.
He is a fantastic human being.
Yeah. And he's making great movies.
Yes, he is.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Talk to you later, Steve.
Ryan Dowd at Hesed House.